This is a meditation using the cobra light. So imagine the stone is helping you be grounded to Mother Earth, and that all of your chakras are in full alignment and full agreement with one another. And then if you have the stone with you, put it on your third eye. If you don't have your stone with you, pretend you are putting it on your third eye, and then put it in the middle of your forehead, just slightly above your third eye. And this is so that it will align with your pineal gland. And your pineal gland is the key or anchor point to all manifestations and all activations. So as you hold the stone at your pineal level, imagine the stone can easily move into your pineal gland and send the energy of your stone, of your cobra light, into your third eye. And if you get tired of holding it, you can put it down. It won't matter. It'll be fine. Your stone can activate once you've put the stone in that place. And now we want to, you can also put it on the crown chakra and see it stepping into that spot above your, in the middle of your forehead, but towards the back in the middle of your head where your pineal is. And we now want to invite the cobra light to assist us in manifesting our dreams. And we're picking one in particular, one particular miracle that you are seeking for yourself. And now that you can see it as a reality, what's new and different in your world? And now we invite the cobra light to assist us in creating a matrix. And that matrix will look like a geometric structure. And you don't have to know what it looks like, but it has a quality that looks like a three-dimensional geometric structure, much like some of the sacred geometry you've seen. And that's going to stay connected to you and to your heart's desire. And we ask for this according to God's holy will. And once we acquire this thing that we have named in our heart's desire, we know that it will be accompanied with humility, because this stone has the quality to create and to continue to provide humility.